Thank you again for inviting us to be part of this service this morning. We have been excited. It was an honor when Adam asked. Let me say this about Adam. He has really been supportive of the Esquire ministry even before he became our official pastor. He met with Sherry and me and just expressed his support, and he really, really is on board, and we love him and thank him for that. So he comes over often and says hi, checks in. He's a real part of the service. I noticed when we had treats. What was the treat? The waffle. What were the treats we had? Funnel cakes. Yes, we had. How's everybody think it's going so far? Okay, when we had funnel cakes, Adam sure came over for that, and him and Pastor Ray were fighting over a funnel cake. So we are really, really thankful for him. It is hard to believe that the Esquire has been going strong for 25 years. I've been there about 15 of those. It's just amazing. I tried to think of a good place in the Bible that would be a good showcase for us and to really celebrate the Esquire, and I landed on the story of Noah's Ark. So this is a toy that is at our house. We got this when our kids were small, and we still have it. Sometimes when kids come over, cousins or just really good friends, they come over and they play with this thing. And it is amazing. I don't know if Noah's Ark looked anything like this. I know it says Noah on the front. There's got to be Noah's Ark. But the thing that impressed me about it is that it just has all kinds of animals inside, right? You got giraffes and sheep, and you got some zebras. It is a wonderful, wonderful deal. I think I saw, yep, hockey player. Little hockey player. You got a lion. And it's, to me, the beauty of the story is that inside of this ark were so many different, special, gifted, beautiful creatures that God made. They were different. And you know, if you would go outside, maybe these animals wouldn't be together. They wouldn't all be over here at the river. They were all in all different places. But when it came to the ark, God brought all these different, special, beautiful animals in here so they could find a safe place to be together, right? That, to me, is one of the great parts of Noah's Ark, and that's why I picked it, because it's a lot like our church, right? We have a lot of different, beautiful, special, gifted people in our church. Our services all have a different feel, right? Every time I come to that 8 o'clock service, I'm just amazed on how it grows. This service is growing, but it's different than the 8 o'clock. It feels different. The 9:30 service feels different than maybe Wednesday night at the Esquire. They're different. They're all special, just like you. We're all different. So it is what we are as a community of believers in many ways reminds me of this situation in Noah's Ark. All of these animals are so important and special and beautiful. And for this moment, for this story, they all came into this safe place called the ark. Now, sometimes the differences can be, can we just be real? It can be tough because we are called to maybe work together, go on a trip together, serve together, be in a situation where we have to be close to someone who may not be quite like us because we're beautifully different. We're in a situation where we have to get something done or serve in a particular way with someone who isn't quite like us, and sometimes that's hard. One time, my friend Gary and I were on a big road trip, and we were coming back, and every time Gary and I travel together, we always get into some kind of mess, but this, by far, was the worst. Don't you want to hear this story? My car broke down in the middle of Kansas. We were way on the other side of Topeka, even. And we had to get to Kansas City. And my car just stopped. And it was late. It was maybe 2 a.m. And we called for a tow truck. And that tow truck didn't come for maybe 90 minutes. So it was 3:30 a.m. before a tow truck came to pull us to Kansas City. And I was happy when I saw the tow truck. But then as I opened the door, my heart sank because I sized everyone up and I knew that the driver would be here, Gary would be shotgun, and I would need to be in the middle. And I looked, and in the floor in the middle was this enormous, old, clunky monitor. It had to be this tall. I have no idea what it was used for. All I knew is, as I got in there, there was a place for me to sit in the middle, but there were no place for my legs. No place. I couldn't get them over the monitor. I had to drape my legs over Gary. I had to put my arm around him. We were squeezed in that tight. 111 miles I had to ride like this. I've tried to block everything out about that night, but there are three memories that I can't get out of my mind. Number one, there was a quiet moment when I'm just fuming, and I thought to myself, I don't know if I've ever had a date go this well. Let me tell you, Rhonda wouldn't have put up with this. She would have said, get back on your own side. What are you doing? Never had a date go that well. When I started to get cramped, you know, it was affecting me not only emotionally but physically. I had to have a break, and I was so thankful that he stopped right before that 435 loop to check the load. And I thought, oh, thank you. This is our time to get out and stretch. I said, Gary, he just went to the back, opened the door. He said, Mike, I'm in here so tight, I can't open the door. We couldn't get out to open the door. So finally, when we got home, the guy came around, opened Gary, and we pretty much, you know, came out. Boom. We were in there very tight. We were in the middle of nowhere. I was in the middle, you know, kind of nodding off. And the driver was nice. He was just trying to be nice. But he said, son, you can lay your head on my shoulder if you want. I said, sir, I'm good. I think I'll power through this one on my own, but thank you. Sometimes when we are together in a community of believers, we are asked to serve with someone who isn't like us, maybe is just different, has a different viewpoint, believes something a little bit different, and sometimes we may feel like that. We may feel like we just kind of want to get it over with. We are ready to be out of that situation. We want to check the box and move on. But I want to ask this morning and just wonder if we do that, I wonder if we're missing an opportunity to be a witness. I really believe our differences, the way we are created in our own unique ways, I wonder if that can be a way that God can get attention. And I don't mean it like, hey, let's just power through this, check the box, and move on. I don't mean it like that. I believe the differences themselves can be a powerful influence because people watch that. They watch how we are different and what we still do together. Not despite our differences. They watch our differences and we even use them to our advantage. You know the story of Noah? It was the world was filled with people who weren't making very good decisions. There was only one family who honored God with their decisions. That was Noah. And so God told Noah to build a boat, and it would be a safe place for them, and he would deliver Noah's family through this ark. And he gave Noah a lot of special instructions in Genesis 6 and 7 on how to build the ark. Had different, different windows and levels and rooms, and it said that he had a door for the animals to go through. And let's put up a verse. One of the instructions that Noah got in Genesis 6, verse 19 says, "And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female." So it was a great demonstration of God's power, that flood was. The world hasn't seen anything like that. And as that flood hit, Noah and his family and all of these animals were safe in this ark, and the animals and Noah and his family went up and were delivered. That was a great demonstration of God's power. But you know what I believe? I believe there's a demonstration even before that. When all of the animals started going in. Because I think people saw that. I think people noticed that all the animals that they knew just from their common experiences, they knew that normally these animals didn't do things together. But for that moment, that special moment, they did. Here they all came, all the varieties, all the differences, and they came into the ark, and people saw that. Maybe they couldn't explain why it happened. Maybe they didn't even know what questions to ask, but people knew deep down something unusual was happening. It was attention getting. It was a testimony. It was a demonstration. Maybe they didn't know what, but God was up to something. That ark, the way I see it, is like our church. When people see us come together with all of our uniqueness, all of our different giftedness, all of our differences, they may not know exactly what's happening here. Maybe they've never believed Jesus and they're trying to make up that in their mind and in their heart. But when they see us come together, they say, "Hey, I don't really understand it, but God is up to something." If we can serve together well and appreciate each other and not act like we're stuffed in a tow truck, if we can be at that place and learn to celebrate serving together, especially because we're different, God can get attention through that, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Hey, I love Wednesday nights. I just love it. We have such a great time. The band is just fantastic. We had a couple people who couldn't be with us today. They work so hard. Sherry does so much behind the scenes. I love the ministry. I can't believe I've been there 15 years. I can't believe it. When Sherry said 1,000 sermons, that is amazing. 1,000 weeks, 1,000 messages of hope and love and faith. What a blessing to be a part of that. It is a blessing. All of that popcorn and all of Tim's bad jokes. No, it's just a blessing. We're different. We are a different group. We're not the same. I don't want to say this wrong, but you may not see us all together going to a movie or going on vacation together or doing this together or doing this, but every Wednesday, if you're watching, you can see us. Here we come. Here we come into the Esquire Theater, just like Sunday morning. Here we are inside of First Baptist Bolivar. You know, on Wednesday night, we have one guy who rides a lawnmower every week, rides his lawnmower. We have one guy who rides a wheelchair 2 miles to get to the Esquire. We're just different. And when we do that, people see it. They think, whoa, there's something going on there. And that in itself is a powerful witness. We try to work together as well as we can because it's a testimony. You know, this ministry, our church, it ought to be big enough for people who are different. Ought to be big enough. When Jesus paid the price, that price was big enough for a lot of people, a lot of different kinds of people. It was big enough for me, so I would, however big it is, I know it's big enough for you. If it was big enough for me to walk through and Jesus paid enough of a price for me, I know it's big enough for all of us despite our differences. There was a movement in church growth a few years ago. We had just moved to New Jersey. We were doing, you know, we were reading all kinds of people to help our church grow. But this one particular movement said, what you need to do, you need to get your people basically about the same age, you know, same this, same that. So when people come in, they'll be comfortable and they'll think, oh, there are a lot of people here like us, and they'll stay. So the idea of this particular movement was try to make everyone the same. I said, no, we're not doing that. I don't care if we grow or not. We are not doing that, because that to me is not what the church is. This art, it wasn't all just zebras, right? There wasn't a group of zebras on the front door like a purification committee making sure everyone was zebra enough to get in. We didn't have that. God said, everyone is welcome. That door is big. It's wide. So I said, we're not doing that. And that was the end of that one. Our church should be big enough for different people. We should be able to have different backgrounds. We should be able to like different foods. We should be able to go to different places. We should be able to look at a passage and maybe not exactly see it the same way, okay? There's room for that. There ought to be room for people who vote differently. And I know I probably lost some of you right there. But the church ought to be big enough so that we can come. There's just one door. Jesus said, I am the door in John. And that door is big. That door is big and wide and inclusive. And that, to me, is the Esquire. We are just very different. But we celebrate in that, and we try our best to work together and serve the Lord together. It's attention-getting. And if we can work together and celebrate our differences, church family, not despite our differences, but because we're different, it is a powerful attention-getting testimony to the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for a chance to talk about how great your Son is. Lord, we are thankful that he came and paid the price that was deep and wide and vast for all of us to go through that door. Lord, thank you for the church and the fact that we are safe and we have the opportunity to work together and influence people for your kingdom. And we praise you and ask you to bless us in Jesus' name. Hey, we're done. Let me give you a couple of quick announcements before we're finished this morning. If you want to have a conversation with us, if you want to talk more about something you heard, we're easy to find. One of us will be around. Just pull us aside and you can chat. You can also text the word connect to that number right up there. You could also visit Pastor Adam this morning in the hospitality room. He's back there right now. He would love to catch up with you. One more, we also want to remind you about the What's Next Forum at 4 o'clock this afternoon. If your core group has already participated in that, no need for you to do that. But if you haven't had a chance to do that, you are welcome to go to the fellowship hall at 4. That's it. We're done. I hope you have a great time, and thank you again for letting us have part of this service. We'll see you next Sunday.